Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Alhamdulillah, we have completed two rukus of Surah Yasin. In Surah Yasin, the first two rukus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very emphatically explained risalat. And risalat means the messengership, the zat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How important it is for a person to also believe in Risalat. You will only believe in the Risalat if you believe in the Messenger. The message is given by the Messenger, and if you are going to doubt the Messenger, then you will not believe in also the message. So one is Tawheed, the first part of the Kalima, that there is only one Allah who is our creator. But the second part is also a very important part of the kalima, and that is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until as individuals we don't accept the entire kalima, there is no salvation. You will find many people in this world that will say to you, oh, we believe in someone to be the creator. Who do you believe? Someone. So you believe in someone to be the creator, but who? That we don't know. But there must be one creator, okay. But we don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is not going to be enough for a person to save himself. This we need to understand. Tawheed and Risalat go together. For a person to be on the right path, he must believe in the oneness of Allah and the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the messenger of Allah. Now you will find some people who say, oh, some people are very nice, good in character, they do a lot of charity works. Some people might even talk about the Qadianis. You know, the Qadianis even believe in Allah and His Rasul. But why is it that we say that they are non-Muslims and their iman is not accepted? So shaitan plays with the mind a lot of the times. You know, a lot of people have very good character, good charity they give, good people, they don't harm anybody. What's wrong with them? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh has given a very beautiful answer for that. And he says, you see, in the army you might have a soldier that is very fit, very strong, a man who is of good character, or in fact doesn't even have to be a soldier, a citizen of any country, that he is a citizen, a passport holder of a country, for an example, any country. And he contributes to the country also, he is working, he pays the taxes and he is good with people and he is there to help people. But there is only one defect in him. And that is, he is also a spy. What is he?
Spy.
And he is leaking information of the country that he lives in to another country. So everything about him is very, very good. But there's only one small problem. Do you call that a small problem? Will that be a small problem? To spy and leak information and give you information? Just like recently in Qatar, I was reading the newspaper that some of the Indians that were captured by the Qatari government who were spying in Qatar and giving intelligence to Israel and also India. And so they are caught. So if you are leaking information, giving information about vital information, important information to another country, in some parts of the world, you can be punished by death also. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that all your good character and everything about you is of no use if you are going to betray the Nabi of Allah. And if you are there to betray and there is treachery from you when it comes to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the system that Allah Pak has created is not about what you feel is right and what you are mentally picturing and what you are mentally designing in your mind that this is how it should be. Everything is fixed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a very simple message. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Take it or leave it. Simple message. Take it or leave it. You want? Take it. You don't want to leave it? Go, no problem, go. Go wherever you want to go. No problem. Allah does not need no one. And so that is why in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by explaining how important it is for humanity to understand the subject of accepting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah, as the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us the tawfiq. That is why it's very, very important for us. If you, anybody who wants to become a Muslim, he can't stop at La ilaha illallah. He has to also say Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also it is a very good practice that you give yourself a good name, a good identity. This is something also very important. Enter into Islam in its entirety. And so khair, in the first two rukus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about risalat. And then in the second ruku in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a very, very important subject. And that is, when we talk about iman upon Allah, Allah is saying, although you can't see me because I have created you and you have come in this dunya in a test. You are in this dunya in a test. And that is why you can't see me. Though you can't see me, but my signs are everywhere. My signs are everywhere. Subhanallah. So for an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, wa ayatul lahumul ardul maytatu. In Surah Yasin, wa ayatul lahumul ardul maytatu. And for you there is a sign, Ardul Maita. In front of you there is what we call a portion of the earth, a piece of land, dead earth. When you see the dead earth in front of you, there is a sign for you. Now, before we go into the explanation of this Ayat-e-Kareema, let's analyze each word. Ayah is in its singular form, and the plural is also ayat, signs. We also call the verses of the Quran ayats of the Quran. What is the meaning of ayah in the Arabic language? In English we call it the signs. What is it? The sign of Allah. Ayatun in the Arabic language is a bit different. It means that something that is hitting your face, something that is catching your attention, it should catch your attention, something that is very apparent in front of you, it is something that is in front of you. Ayah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when you look at that sign, it will divert your attention elsewhere. What will it do? Your attention elsewhere. When you see it, it will remind you of something else. You won't start thinking about this, you know, what is it? Subhanallah, you know, like for an example, if you see a notice board, if somebody won't look at it, or is it made out of, you know, metal, steel, wood, paper, what is it? You won't go into that. So for an example, if you look at any notice, it might tell you M1, for an example, South or London. So when you look at any sign, you are focused and it's telling you London, so you are thinking of going to London. That's it. It's just telling you a sign and you're thinking of something. When it tells you London, you are thinking about London. For an example, just an example that comes to my mind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the signs around you, I have created this dunya which is filled with my signs. And if you can't see Allah in the signs that are around you, then there are only two problems with you. There are only two issues with you. One, that you are daft, not intelligent. Something is wrong with your brain. Or number two, that your nature has been corrupted. Your nature has been, there's corruption in your nature. If you can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the signs. There is so much signs around you. For an example, my respected brothers, before we go into the tafsir. You see, can you switch on this chandelier here by Hassan, these two switches here? Just switch it on. Don't panic. Just these two. And stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Hey, what happened, Arif? Is it not working? We haven't paid the bill. Maybe, huh? It's not working, Arif? Is it both on? Okay. Maybe that side? Okay. No, it's not working. Switch it on. Switch it on now. Shabash. Now, to have one room and to light up one room, you might need a few bulbs. What is it? A few bulbs. So in your house, you might have a few bulbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know. To light up a street, you need a lot of street lights. So you'll have a lot of street lights everywhere. But then in the dark, to give light to the entire city, how much lights do you need? So many bulbs, yes? So many bulbs. And then in the streets, you've got lights. Town center, you've got lights. Your car, you've got headlights. In your living room, you've got lights. You've got lights in your garden. Lights everywhere. And then also the engineering, the electricity power, the manpower that goes behind it. you know, the digging, the climbing and the wiring and you name it and all of these things, the works that go behind the lights to be in front of you. Subhanallah, it takes a lot of time. Do you agree?
Yes.
Now look at this beautiful chandelier. MashaAllah. The minute you switch on the chandelier, you know, the lights are on and everything is beautiful. Ban kar de, Hasan. As it is, we have to save bills now, you know. Things have become very costly also. So the lights are on, MashaAllah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful chandelier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are talking that Allah is saying in Surah Yaseen that the dead earth in front of you is my sign. Okay, we'll go on to that. Oh, my mind is diverting elsewhere. It's part of the topic, so it's absolutely fine that we talk about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of humanity one very big bulb. One very big bulb. I'm saying bulb, it's easy. And when Allah created that bulb and when Allah switched that bulb on, Allah has kept it on since then. That bulb is on and that bulb is called the sun. What is it? The sun. This huge bulb that is giving energy also and light to one side of the world, and then as the earth then turns, half the world is sleeping, the other side in Malaysia right now, you know, we are talking about 8 hours, Australia, that part. So half of the world, maybe now they might be, you know, Fajr time or something like that. And subhanallah, as the earth is moving, that bulb is switched on. That bulb is switched on. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that ayah. What is it? This sign. And that bulb is of no comparison to any chandelier or any light of this world, anything that a human being can do. Imagine, my respected brothers, that when this light is switched on of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reflection of it is in the cities, the ocean, the mountains, everywhere, in the clouds, everywhere. The pilot can see everything. Subhanallah, we see everything. You don't require any other lights. The lights are switched on. There's only one bulb, the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is just one of my signs. What is it? One of my signs. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ In the other verses, Allah is saying, are you not going to be thankful? وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ Your hands have got nothing to do in the creation of the sun. What is Allah saying? وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَيْدِي means your hands. Your hands have got nothing to do in the signs of Allah. In the signs of Allah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you see any poles, you know, street lights? You have to have something to hold the lamps on top. But is there anything that is suspended in the air? Just one order of Allah and it is there. What is it? Just burning. Subhanallah. Giving energy and giving light to all of you. In fact, you know, the sun wakes you up in the morning. The sun wakes you up in the... Ab utho. The sun wakes you up in... These are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, my signs are everywhere. Wherever you go, they are my signs. Sometimes you will find a kafir mind, when he looks at the sun, he'll think, oh yeah, scientifically, you know, there's hydrogen and fire and all sorts of things and all these scientific components, and it's burning because of this and so and so. He will give you some kind of a scientific answer. Are ullu, are ullu bewakuf, bewakuf. You know, that's what you are. Who has put all the ingredients to create the sun for it to be there? For it to be. Now if I say to you, you know the chandelier hanging? Yeah, all of a sudden when Masjid Umar was being built, you know, alhamdulillah, amazing, you know, the chandelier was flying. All of a sudden, you know, all these, mashallah, lights came about and it started to fly and automatically just got, you know, fixed in this section here, and you are not going to accept that. You are not going to accept that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us. It's called deductive reasoning. What is it? Deductive reasoning. What, you know, your faculties, your brain that Allah has given you. If your mind thinks like that, you will always love Allah. If your mind thinks like that, you will always love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you people eat chicken? Chicken to sab khate. Umar, do you like it grilled or what? Do you eat grilled chicken?
Anyway.
I'm not bothered. You're not bothered. You eat chicken. Any chicken. But it has to be what? HMC. Certified. Say that. Certified. HMC certified. Umar is HMC, bhai. He's totally halal chap here. We've got halal chap. If he's going to see me anywhere else to eat, if he's not HMC, he gives me problem. Yeah? No way. But he's HMC. But anyway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking in the Quran about his signs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my power, something that is dead, I make it alive. Something that is dead, I make it alive. An egg. What is it? Egg. Completely sealed. There is nothing but yolk and liquid inside it. There is nothing, there is no magic, there is nothing inside this egg. It's a simple egg. If you break the egg, you can, mashallah, make your omelette, however you want it. Eat your eggs, omelette, fry it, whatever you want it, you know, mashallah, eggs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at my kudrat and look at my signs. For 23 days, if a hen sits on the egg, how many days? 22, 23 days. If a hen, you know who sent me a message that there are no more eggs in the shop. There are no more. So I got worried. I said, "Arey bhai," says, "why are there no more eggs in the shop?" So they said that the hens have identified themselves as roosters. What is it? The hens have identified themselves as roosters. So there are no eggs. Supposed to be a joke, yaar, haso. Kya hai? Itne boring kisam ke log hai aap kabhi kabhi. So the hens are identifying themselves. Today people can, you know, you get worried sometimes. You might get a lady, she might say, Imam Sahab, today I'm identifying myself as Abdullah. From Hamida, I have become Abdullah and I want to pray namaz close to you. What will happen to me? Huh? What will you guys give fatwa? Ye jo identification ka masla ho gaya yaar. People are identifying themselves to be everything today. Everything they want to identify. So the hens decided they were going to be roosters, no more eggs for you. But anyway, we won't go to the eggs issue. For 22 days, who gave the intelligence to this hen, to this murgi? Did it go to any school, any education? That sit on it, give it the right temperature, heat. Give it the right temperature, heat, and it is there sitting quietly. doing khidmat for you and me. Ke bichara Umar subah ko uthega breakfast ke liye, he will say, I want eggs. So the hens are serving him. So they are all doing khidmat of insan, human beings. An egg that is not alive, Allah is saying, after a while, there is this, the eggs start to crack. Aha. And one part of it breaks. And from inside, beautiful, beautiful, you know, baby chicks born. You've seen it. How beautiful they are. Small, small wood, you know how they are, very nice. Baby chicks, they come out. And slowly they start to walk. Allah is saying, look at that, that is my sign. What is Allah saying? My signs are everywhere. I have not opened up myself to you. You are mesmerized by magic that is shown to you. Magic which is false. Which is something that is of your eye, you know, something that is done to your eyes. But Allah is saying, look what I am doing in front of you. Something that was dead, Allah is creating baby chicks from there. And you have all these chicks, mashallah. And then if you try to go to that baby chick and try to pick it up, and you see how the mother gets angry. You seen the mother? Have you seen that scene? Dekha aapne? It will attack you. And it will hide the babies inside it. Ah, jeeva, Allahu Akbar. Kya Allah ki shan? Kya Allah ki shan? In everything, you know, we are eating so much. The chicken that we eat, mashallah, the eggs that we are eating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in everything is my sign. Is there anyone in the world that can create like how Allah creates? Anything. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Allahu Akbar. Look at how Surah Yasin opens up. Deductive reasoning. Allah is telling you that you have to understand that there is only one creator, and everything what you see, my signs are everywhere. From the sun to the moon to the stars to the food items that you eat. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And then Umar Farooq likes also to drink milk. What does he like? Milk. And Allah talks about milk. Oh, my mind is going there now. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ The Quran is saying, and indeed for mankind there are great signs here. For you there is ibrah. A lesson for you in the cattle. A lesson for you in the cattle. Have you seen the cows? New Zealand ke cow or English cows? Kaise hai, dekha na? Tough, tough. Allahu Akbar. In a lifetime, I don't know, but how many thousands of gallons milk is produced in one lifetime? Thousands of gallons is produced by that one animal. Allah is saying, Nuskikum mimma fi butuni. Allah is saying, we provide for you a drink from its stomach. There is no canteen, there is no kitchen. Nuskikum. We are providing a drink for you. Mimma fi butuni. From the inside. And then what does Allah say? From the inside, Allah is saying, let me take you inside. What is Allah saying? From the stomach I am giving you. And you know what Allah chose? Any color would have sufficed for milk. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, مِن بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا And this milk that comes out for you, خالصا, it first it is pure milk. سائغا للشاربين. Subhanallah. That when you drink it, it turns your mood to be very good, you know. Subhanallah. It's refreshing. سائغا means refreshing. لِلشَّارِبِينَ. But Allah is saying, مِن بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ. If Allah is saying, I'm taking you inside, the pipeline that Allah has made for the milk is between the blood and the digested food system of that animal. From the intestines, where the food is digested, and where the blood comes, and both are impure. What is it? But you will not see a spot of blood in the milk that you drink. You will not see a spot of blood in the milk that I provide for you. Allah is saying, I have made the cows subservient to you. But the other community says, the cow we have, it is our God. Allah Pak is saying, don't make the animals your mother. Animals cannot be your mother. It is your mother is your mother. Your mother is your mother. This cow Allah has made subservient to us. You know, ab ye kya, you know, main kya baat karu yaar, kisi ko bura lage na lage yaar, alhamdulillah. Allah is saying that you can also eat the meat of this cow, and you can also drink from the milk that Allah gives you. Isn't that a sign? So Allah is saying, you know, you are saying, where is Allah? You are saying, where is Allah? You are blind. You are totally blind. A Bedouin was asked, Bima arafta Allah? How did you recognize Allah? So he said, Al-ba'aratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. Al-ba'aratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. Camel droppings will point you to the direction of a camel. What did the Bedouin say? Camel droppings will point you to the direction of a camel. So when you don't see a camel, but you see camel droppings, what is that telling you? Ke aas paas mein koi oont hai. Nearby, there is a camel. Oh, camel has passed by from here. Subhanallah. وَأَثَرُ الْأَقْدَامِ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ وَأَثَرُ الْأَقْدَامِ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. And he said that when I see footprint in the desert sand, this tells me that someone has passed from this direction. So when the footprint in the desert sand is telling me that there's a passerby who has passed from here, camel droppings tell me of a camel, then he said, this beautiful creation, does it not point out to you that there is one Allah who is Latif and Khabir? There is Latif and Khabir. So my respected brothers and elders, subhanallah, this word in the Quran, ayah, we need to ponder. Allah is saying, these are my signs. What is Allah saying? That these are my signs. An incredible signs. Subhanallah. Dekhi Allah ki kya kya signs. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهُ حَبًّا. And one of the signs is this dead earth that Allah has put in front of you. أَحْيَيْنَاهَا, we bring it back alive. What do we do? We bring it back alive. Imagine if there is no rain whatsoever, then there is nothing in that earth. Nothing whatsoever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that a portion of the earth that is completely dead, how we bring it alive? How do we bring it alive? And Allah is saying, habban, you know, we bring it alive by a grain, by a seed, faminhu ya'kulun, and this is something also that you eat from. Look at the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. Everything that we are eating, 95% of the food, 95% of the food that Allah has given us comes out from the soil. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا. Allah is saying that. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. So وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا. When we have taken this out from the earth for you, and you are eating from it, 95% of food that comes out, Allah has put it in the belly of the stomach. And how much food Allah has given us? You know this lie that people put in front of us. If the population increases, then in this earth there will be no food. In this earth there will be no food. This is all a lie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so much food. It is said 4 billion metric tons of food comes out from the earth every year. How much? 4 billion metric tons of food that is coming out. 95% everything. Subhanallah al-Azim. Now Allah is saying that this dead earth is my sign. How is it the sign of Allah? Subhanallah, you put a seed inside the earth. A grain, a seed, you put it inside. And then this seed is very hard. But inside the darkness of the ground, the seed will break. And Allah is saying, who breaks the seed? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِكُ الْحَبَّةِ. Allah is the one who breaks the seed. Subhanallah. So Allah breaks the seed, and then the roots come out. The roots come out, and then the seed will adjust itself, making that zone its foundation. Then from that one seed for insan, what is Allah doing? One shoot comes out. What comes out? One shoot comes out, and it breaks open the soil coming out. Subhanallah. About choti si blade, that shoot that is out there, can see the sun. And then that is the weakest point. It's called, subhanallah, kya kehte isko? Seedlings kehte. Kya kehte? Seedlings. And then from that seedlings, as the shoot and the seedlings is growing, it becomes about 3 foot. It's a sapling. What is it? A sapling. And then from a sapling, Allah then changes that into a solid tree. A solid tree. From that one seed, a solid tree. And then, how do you know that this tree is balig? When it gives you the fruits. When it gives you the fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that from that one seed, subhanallah, Allah is giving you the food and the fruits. Isn't that the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers? And how many types of fruits are there in the world? How many? Countless. How many? Give it a count. How many? Difficult. Which is the most popular fruit in the UK? Ji? How many people say apple? Haath khada kare. Apple wale? Apple wale? Mashallah, sab galat. Thank you. Anything else? Who said strawberry? Ah, Faisal, that's it. Faisal, you've been eating too many strawberries, what? The most popular fruit Allah is giving the Brits is what? Strawberry. Ah, Umar didn't know that. Dekhe, now he knows. Strawberry. A strawberry. Allah is saying, look at the strawberry. Is it not my sign? Look at the size of the strawberry. Look at the color of the strawberry. Look at the skin of the strawberry. Cut it into half. Split the strawberry. And see my design in the strawberry. How did the strawberry come about? Strawberry picking gayo yani? Strawberry, I don't know if it's still around, strawberry picking. Do people go for strawberry picking? They still do. It's quite popular, isn't it? The UK people and the Brits like strawberries. Ya Rahman. And who is the creator of all the foods? And you know how many fruits there are in the world? How many? 2,000 types of fruits only for insan. We are not talking about any other types of food that insan can eat. We are not even talking about the T-bone. We are not talking about the T-bone or the prawns here. We are not talking about the prawns, and nor are we talking about the T-bone, and we are not even talking about the chickens at the moment. Just into fruits, Allah is saying, my signs, a dead earth, you put a seed, rain comes, Allah revives that patch of earth which was dead, makes it green, lush. Allah is saying, for you, O insan, I have created so much. Who does that? Is it not my signs? Allah is saying, is it not my signs? Let me give you another quiz question. Which is the most popular food in the world? Fruit. The most... Indian to mango wale. Me and Arif bhai, that's right. Me and Arif bhai will go for mango. But actually the mango is considered to be the sweetest fruit in the world. The sweetest fruit in the world. Now, the question is, how is it possible? Have you seen a mango tree? I remember when we were in Africa, Zambia, as young, you know, youngsters, when we would play, we would take a stone and try to aim at the, Farooq, you remember those days, you know, and throw it and get the best mango and it falls down and it's yours. And subhanallah, those mangoes that are hanging from the seed, how is it that such beautiful taste and the right amount of sugar that is put inside it? Who puts the right amount of sugar inside it? Science will tell you, yes, well, it happens. You know how it happens. The fruit ripes and then, you know, it breaks. The starch then turns into fructose. They'll say something like that to you. The starch turns into fructose or something like that. Wallahu alam, I don't even know. But, you know, that's how it's sweet. But they will not say why, you know, the sweetness comes from the creator of the mangoes. Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but which is the most popular fruit? Nobody knows. Are banana. Kya yaar banana ko bhul gaye to? Allah give shifa to Hazrat Maulana Adam sahab, our local imam here, the father figure. He used to say, ye Allah ki mithai hai. What would he say? Allah ki mithai. You know, we go for habshi halwas and all these, you know, all these mithais that we like that are going to, you know, make sure that your sugar levels goes extremely high. Habshi halwa khaye to fir metformin to khani hi padegi, samjhe? So anyway, so habshi halwa you're eating and all this, and you see the packaging, how beautiful is the packaging done, and you know, you want to give it as a gift to somebody. Subhanallah, look at the packaging of Allah. Look at the neck. Allah, He does not even give you food, fruits, but even the packaging is perfect so that it's the right taste for you, and it is there to preserve that fruit for you. Ya Allah. Wa ayatul lahumul ardul maytatu ahyaynaha wa akhrajna minha habban faminhu ya'kulun. This is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The banana, aap dekhe. Itne log, the most popular fruit in this dunya is what? The banana. Banana. And then, not only with the fruits, then with the fruits comes another business. What? juice is क्या है ये juice मुस्तकिल shops खोलते हैं juices के लिए क्या है अल्लाहु अकबर कबीरा How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then your mango juice, and your apple juice, and your pear juice, and this juice, and you know, your watermelons, and this and that, all of this, in one line Allah is saying, I have given you so much in this dunya, just the fruits, you know, I think here, Arshad Bhai is an expert, you know, an ex-cook, I'm sorry, I might reveal you a bit, But the fruit baskets that he makes, you know, it's tremendous, you know, fruit baskets. Ab wo fruit baskets ko jo banate hai na, and how beautify, you know, the fruits that are there and how you put all the fruits in such a way with the different colors, the different sizes, you know, and we say, Subhanallah, very nice, very nice. But we are not supposed to say very nice, we are supposed to say, Subhanallah, my Allah, look at your kudrat, how you have created. We have created. This is what Surah Yasin is opening up to. That you are doubting Allah. Allah can create you. What is difficult in creating you when in front of your eyes every month and every day Allah is creating things in front of you. He gives you fruits also for you to drink. The coconut. By the way, the coconut is a fruit, a nut and a seed. Kya Allah ne diya? Is sari ki sari cheeze Allah ne di. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Subhanallah, aage dekhe. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have made this earth subservient to you. That you can use this earth however you want. From this earth, this carpet that I have given you, beautiful earth, you can turn it into gardens, you can turn it into a fruit farm, a plantation. But because the Quran was revealed in Arabia, and the main food item which the Arabs loved was khajur. Was what? Khajur. So Allah speaks about khajur. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ And for you we have created palm trees. And look at the khajur that is hanging. And the variety of the dates that I give you. Variety of dates that I give you. And by the way, subhanallah, what is khajur? Energy booster. That's why... Mushtaq is Mushtaq. Energy booster. What is it? Energy booster. And khajur instantly will give you energy. That is why it is the sunnah when you have fasted, you don't want your sugar to shoot up very high, but the right food to break your roza with is khajur. It will instantly also give you the right energy. Subhanallah. Give you the right energy. And so subhanallah, khajur. And then the Quran says, wa'anab. What is a'anab? A'anab is what we call grapes. What is it? And grapes in Arabia was luxury food, luxury fruits. Grape wines. Subhanallah al-azim. Wafajjarna fiha min al-uyun. And Allah is saying, and my kudrat and my nishani, I have put water underground for the trees and the seeds and the food for you and for you to drink. Underground water. Chashma. Spring water that is gushing through from the inside. And I've also given you water on top rivers. Min al-uyun. Liya'kulu min thamarihi. So that you can eat... From that what grows from the trees and what comes out from this earth. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ And you know one tafsir of وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ And Allah is saying that I have given you the permission and the intelligence from what I have already given you. Your hands will use the food that is in front of you and will mix it with other ingredients to make other food items for yourself. So with the mango, you will also make mango pickle achar. Ab aapko bhook lagi ya nahi, baat khatam kar raha hu, because all of you are hungry, and after Maghrib, I think we'll have some bananas or some fruits and mangoes and mango pickles, and now we'll have to have something. Khale ya tibon bhi khale, koi baat nahi. Khaye lekin Allah ko yaad kare. Kya kare? So Allah is saying, وَمَا عَمِلَتُ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ. I have given you the permission. All the fruit desserts that you eat. From one item, you are making so many other items. I didn't give that permission to anyone. You see, in the animal world, there are some animals that eat meat. When they eat meat, they only eat meat. And there are some animals that only eat vegetables. When they eat vegetables, they only eat. But Allah is saying, for you, I have given you so much, you can eat what you want that is halal. But on top of that, you know what they say to you? Gee, can I have a grilled chicken? Gee, how? Do you want it hot, very hot, mild? So Allah is saying, I gave you chilies. What did Allah say? I gave you chilies, I gave you salt, I gave you sugar, I gave you lemon. What is it that you want? Your marination of the meat. No animals can do that. You can marinate your meat, your food, your fish, how you want it. That marination, all that I have given you. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And what your hands can do with the things that I have given you. This is what Allah is saying. All the things. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah is saying, you even forgot to say Bismillah when you started to eat. You forgot to say Bismillah. You gave these food items to stones. You put this mithai in front of stones. Do these stones eat? Do these stones eat? Do they see? Do they drink? What is it? Allah. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And the food that you eat, did you thank me? Did you read the dua? Amazing verses of the Quran, deductive reasoning that the Quran speaks about. Not only does the Quran say, I am the creator, the prophets came to remind you that there is only one creator, but in the Quran you will find, subhanallah, amazing examples that Allah has put in front of us, that by looking at these signs will only point out to you that there can only be one Allah. There can only be one God who is the creator. That is why in everything, my respected brothers and elders, we should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Mukhtasar dua karle. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.